All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Jonathan. And can you just start by telling me a bit about what do the higher levels of redundancies caused by COVID-19 mean for the older members of our workforce?
Yeah, I think the key issue here is because there are a lot of people that are older that are being made redundant, is what do they do next? Now, for a lot of them, that may be early retirement. But the key question is can they afford to retire? So they really need to get a good understanding of their savings, so their pensions, but also perhaps other savings that they may have. But they also need to have a good understanding of what their costs will be when they go into retirement. So there's probably a bit of good news and bad news in all of this, really. And the good news is that their costs could actually be lower than what they think they may be, because there are costs that are associated with work that you don't have when you've retired. So, for example, you won't be making pension contributions anymore from your salary. You won't be paying national insurance. You won't have the commute to work and buying the lunches and all that kind of thing. But on the other hand, if you're retiring earlier than perhaps you originally thought or planned to, you could be in retirement for 25, 30 years. So that's a long time to generate an income. In addition to that, you may still have debt. So you might still have mortgage debt, for example. So again, one of the key questions is what do you do about that debt? Because you probably do not want to go into retirement still carrying that debt. So then that raises questions as to how that might be cleared, whether that might be the redundancy payment you're getting that will help clear that debt, or indeed it could be some tax-free cash that you're taking from your pension that would help clear it. So a lot of things for people to think about.
Yeah, for sure. And I suppose these things, the landscape of these things changes so quickly that it's not often easy to keep in touch with the best of these, with the sort of being up to date with all the necessary steps. And if you are sort of made redundant and are considering retirement, what is it the sort of things you need to be thinking about? What are the things you need to be aware of? What are the sort of the potential pitfalls, especially for someone who's maybe a bit older and kind of been out of the loop on this sort of stuff?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to do is to understand in detail the value of your savings. So if you've got pensions, and of course you might have more than one pension because you may have worked for more than one employer, understand what the value of those are. And of course, there may be different types of pensions as well. You might have a final salary scheme, which effectively is going to give you a guaranteed income in retirement. But you may also have a DC scheme, defined contribution scheme, which effectively is a pot of money, and the value of that can go up and down. But of course, you might have other savings as well. You know, you might have ISAs or money saved in a bank account. So it's good to get a handle on what is all of that worth and what sort of income will that generate. You should also understand what you're going to get from the state as well, because even though you might now be retiring earlier and therefore a few years before you can actually access the state pension, it is still a good idea to understand what state pension you will get when you retire, when you reach that state pension age, because actually you might need to manipulate how you generate income to the early years where you're not getting that state pension. So that will need to come from other pensions you may have or savings. And then when you get to state pension age, of course, you will get an income from that. So that might help supplement your income going forward. So you will adjust what you therefore need from savings. So all of those things are really important to get your head around very quickly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I personally, I'm a wee way off retirement, but I can imagine. I mean, even when I start thinking about it, I feel very clueless, and also it is quite anxiety inducing. And I wonder. I mean, I'm sure that's probably the case if you're definitely like approaching it, and you're sort of a couple years off.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the other issues as well, is that people generally leave their decision making to very late in the day. Now, you could argue if they're being made redundant and actually they hadn't really planned to retire anyway, then of course it is all going to be very, very sudden for them. But nevertheless, I think it is important that they take a little bit of a step back and make a considered approach. And there's two very good financial reasons why it needs to be very considered. I mean, one is that we know that people end up often paying a lot more tax than they need to. And it's interesting to note that since the new pension rules came in 2015, that actually the Treasury have been taking more tax from those that are retiring than even in their own forecasts. And that's partly because people don't understand how the regulations work. And the second thing is scamming. We know that people going into retirement, a lot of them are being scammed out of some or all of their pension. And this is because they see someone making them an offer. It sounds like a fantastic offer. And then they go for it. But what they don't realize is that actually this could be fraud, or even if it's not pure fraud, it could just be that they're being sold some sort of product which is just not appropriate for retirement and is not going to generate the income that they're going to need over that 25, 30 years in retirement.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of these stats, and it is pretty upsetting, I suppose, that older people are almost twice as likely as younger people to be made redundant in relation to the whole COVID-19 fallout. And I was doing a bit of reading around it, and I found out that we actually rely as an economy quite heavily on our older workers, and that sort of surprised me. So I suppose in sort of leading on from that, what are the steps that these older members of our workforce, these important members of our workforce, can do to sort of help prepare for potential redundancy or sort of an earlier retirement than they might have actually planned for?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is they should talk to their employer, because a lot of employers will put support and help in place. So that will help guide them through not only the redundancy process, but also all the things that they need to think about in terms of decisions around retirement, if that's the route that they're going down. So I would check with your employer first. Not all of them, of course, will provide that support, but some do. I think the other thing to consider is getting financial advice. People often don't get financial advice, and research shows that one of the main reasons for that is because they're worried about the cost of it or paying for it. Yet research also shows that people that do pay for it and get that financial advice are usually much better off, because they have a plan or the tax is taken into account, and so they get a much more optimal position. And of course, that advisor will probably stay with them throughout retirement, so that as their needs or income changes as they go through retirement, then their plan can be adjusted accordingly. So those are the two things that they should probably really consider doing.
Yeah, I suppose getting ahead of it is the main thing. And if our listeners out there are sort of thinking about that, and that has struck a chord, or that is something that they're sort of keen to look into, where are some of the resources that they can use to be up to date on this sort of thing, and where can they go for a bit more info?
Yeah, so I think the Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA website, is a good place to go, and for two reasons. One is they keep a register of regulated advisors. So if you are thinking of getting advice, then make sure that the advisor you're using is registered with the FCA. The other thing that the FCA site is good for is giving information about scams and scammers. So they will actually talk through some of the scams that are out there and ones that they know of. So again, that would just highlight to people that, you know, they do need to be very, very careful with this. Another website that I think would be very useful is PensionWise. So PensionWise is a government-backed organization designed to help people when they're looking at retirement. So again, pensionwise.gov is a good site to go to. They got loads of information on their website, and also they have a helpline, so people can phone and have a chat, and that service is free of charge, so that's definitely a good one to look up.